Adelaide sat in the back of the shuttle, one hand laid possessively over their stolen crate. She rolled her fingers across the tacky surface as the boys yammered on. Milardi leaned over to Ossian, like he could have a private conversation in this little tub. Ossian, meanwhile, focused on flying, and paid the gunslinger little heed. "When was the last time you were grumpy?" Milardi shook his head. "I don't know. Maybe that shell game on Halcyon?" "That's grumpy for you?" "What? You would have had a different pick?" "Ugh." Ossian practically scoffed. "Antioch. Easy. There was that Lynx flush." "Ah, yeah." Milardi slipped into that memory. "Fra Tao Tzu, by the way." Ossian swallowed his laugh.
"Don't forget how much you love me."
"I won't."
Adelaide rolled her eyes and wanted nothing more than to be working on her second cigarette already.
"I don't feel like either of you know what the word grumpy means."
"Sure,"
Milardi admitted. "Because I don't make it my entire personality."
"Hey," Ossian barked. "Be nice."
"You really think I expected him to butter that up?"
Adelaide snarked. Look at them, she thought, deflecting right into humor and playful antagonism. They'd gotten themselves comfortably off the point. Zatia's cold-hearted bloodlust was forgotten, the misdirection of a proper magician. She doubted either of them realized they'd done it. Conflict avoidance in its finest form. Who knew what kind of chaos they were stepping into now? The criminals might just turn them over to the Navy to avoid catching flak themselves. Or the law might simply be waiting for them, a sting operation. There were a million ways this could go wrong, before Zatia spilled the blood. Adelaide watched as the planet rose up below them, a marbled collection of swirling brown and white. The formal Imperial corporations largely dominated more temperate zones around the equator, but those were relatively low traffic. The real fun was in the old helium mines in the northern ice fields, long since drained dry. They'd been converted to resort towns in the last 20 years, bringing in tourism from the core to enjoy the icy weather and mountainous terrain. Far enough away from prying eyes, and populated enough to vanish. It was perfect for those that wanted a little spice with their escape.
"Speaking of grumpy," Ossian began, looking over his shoulder, "can I count on you to just frown the whole time and say exactly nothing?"
Adelaide shrugged.
"No promises."
"I will duct tape your mouth."
Milardi leaned backward over the top of his seat, looking at her upside down. He spoke soft and careful.
"If this is too much to ask, it's completely I'll be fine," she chided them.
"You'd think I need a walker the way you two coddle me."
"Just remember why we're here," Ossian said. "And it'll be over before you know it."
"Yeah,"
she affirmed, tightening her arms around her waist. She had to keep her hands tight around herself. She'd torn the skin on the back of her hand just by clenching her fist when she'd heard the news. Weasel. That wasn't the man's real name, of course, but she knew him. She would have a hard time forgetting his face. Ossian must have seen the homicidal look.
"He didn't kill your husband. And even if he did, I'd still need you to keep clenched, okay?"
"Use it," Milardi offered. "You've already got a good scowl, so..."
Oh, she was supposed to meet with the criminal organization that killed her husband and mounted his ashes to the mantle like a trophy? All while keeping her observations strictly to herself, was she?
Adelaide's face must have soured because it made Milardi shiver, straightening up in his seat.
"Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff."
Ossian keyed an open radio channel.
"Farragut Control, this is SSV-11 Delta Oscar on approach, requesting a vector."
The jockey at traffic control was almost certainly on the take. There'd be no official recording of this landing.
"Copy, Delta Oscar. Level out at 100,000, then descend at 4 degrees for approach."
"Copy that. Level at 100, descend at 4. Delta Oscar."
"Welcome to Farragut."